39 says this, and he arose. He arose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, peace, be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. I like that. He arose. He didn't say, why you woke me up? See, Jesus is not moody. We are. He don't rise with an attitude. We do. He don't have to have coffee to do miracles. We have to have it. You know how you are. You woke me up. I got to have my coffee before I do anything. But Jesus don't have to have no starter. You know what Jesus needs? He needs your faith to do miracles. That's his coffee. Come on and say amen. God does not move because there's a storm. Just like I told you, he does not move because you have a need. He moves when you have faith. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. He moves when you have faith. And since you have faith, then he begins to move. He doesn't move when the storm arises. He doesn't move when the water fills up the boat. He moves when you call him when the water fills up the boat. Before that, he figures, well, you think you got it. You dipping these, you got these buckets and you working hard. You trying to manage it yourself.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Tempe, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder, and the gospel continues to grow, praising the Lord in Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul, come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II. One church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Thank you.
praise the Lord. Well, get your Bibles and stand on your feet in honor of the word of the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, now we pray that you would meet us in the text, tell her the truth that we're teaching, to meet us and minister to us as only you can by your Spirit. We thank you in advance for what you shall share and show us in the Scriptures. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Turn your Bible to the Gospel of John, chapter 12. I want you to look, if you will, at verse 12. John, chapter 12, verse 12. And it says, on the next day, a great multitude had come to the feast when they heard that Jesus these things to him. The multitude, therefore, that was with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead was testifying about it. Verse 18 says, for this cause also the multitude went and met him. Behold, they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees, therefore, said among themselves, see how you accomplished nothing. Behold, the world has gone after him. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. In the King James Version, that verse 19 reads this way. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him. My brothers and sisters, when we look at this wonderful story of Jesus Christ here making this triumphal entry into Jerusalem, it is clear that the people of God who were historically given to honor the Lord Jesus Christ unfortunately honored him with their lips and not with their lives. And the record is in verse 13 that they took branches of palm trees and went forth to meet him and cried. First thing I want you to look at is the cry that the people make in this triumphal entry of Jesus. The cry. What is the cry? Well, you'll look and see that they shout, Hosanna. Hosanna. Now, Hosanna means, again, save us or help us, we pray. Now, it is important to recognize that they are shouting in a term of jubilation and adoration, save us, help us, we pray. Now, they're doing that, but listen at this. Blessed is the King, they shout, of Israel that cometh in the name of the Lord. Now, they shout at the beginning of the week, Hosanna. But before Sunday can roll around again, they have crucified him. And that's one of the things that I want us to be careful about, the praise of men for their own aggrandizement. See, folk will praise you if it benefits them. Folk will lift you up, pat you on the back if it benefits them. You've got to be careful because all praise isn't real. All praise isn't genuine. All praise isn't godly. And yet they use godly words with godless hearts and they crucify the Son of God. But they start off with branches of palm trees. Thus we call it Palm Sunday. And yet they are gone before him, and they throw down their palm tree branches before him, and they honor him as a king. But they do so only with their lips. Look, if you will, again at verse 14. And Jesus, when he had found a young ass, sat thereon, as it is written, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold, the king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt." Verse 16 says, "These things understood not his disciples at the first. But when Jesus was glorified, then remembered they that these things were written of him, and that they had done these things unto him." John kind of goes a little ahead and tells you that they understood it later, but they didn't understand it now. And yet, when things finally unfolded the way that prophecy had said and the way that Jesus had told them, then it made perfect sense. Some people don't see it till after it happens. In other words, some people don't believe by faith, they believe by facts. They've got to see it before they believe it, but Jesus is looking for folk who will believe him and see it in the spirit realm before it ever becomes manifested in the natural realm. They call out to him, they cry to him, but nonetheless, it was for their own selfish desire. Listen, they lifted him up as the king of Israel. Well, now this poses problems because there is already a king. Now, they don't own him as king, but nonetheless, he reigns as king. But to honor Jesus as king means they have to denounce the one who's in place now as king. And see, folk will call you king behind your back and behind the other king's back. You know how they tell you, "You all of this." Whispering, "Yeah, you know you got it, you all that." But they won't say it really in the eyes or in the minds or in the ears of those who are opposing them. See, one of the things that I love about true praise and about realness is if you're not ashamed to praise him in your heart, then you're not ashamed to praise him in your house, in his house, on your job, in the midst of your friends, in the midst of your enemies. It doesn't matter. It's all real because he is worthy. And so Jesus has already made clear, yes, I am the king. He knew who he was. But look at how he comes on a little donkey. He doesn't come on some beautiful stallion. He doesn't come with a great escort. He doesn't come in the pomp and circumstances of most kings who would come that is nowhere near the preeminence of him. But yet he comes low, meek, and humble. And so the record is, he says, "Fear not, daughter of Zion, behold thy king." Somebody say, "Your king." "Your king cometh, sitting on an ass's colt." Verse 17 says, "The people therefore that was with him when he called Lazarus out of his grave and raised him from the dead bare record." That's him. I was there. Yes, I was there. I was standing around the graveside when he told them, "Roll back the stone." And he with a loud voice cried only one name. And I want you to know, Lazarus got up bound with his eyes wrapped up. He was looking like a mummy. And he came out there at the call of Jesus. And they told him, "Take those grave clothes off of him. Loose him." Yeah. That's him. That's him right there. That's him. We bear witness that that's him. So listen at this, my brothers and sisters. Verse 18 says, "For this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle." Now we look at the cause, because some people did not see, were not there, but they believed by what they heard. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. They heard this miraculous act of God through Jesus Christ, and so because they heard, they came. See, cause has a lot to do with why some people come. Yeah, because see, everybody, again, who comes is not necessarily coming for spectation. They're not just spectators. They're not just coming for speculation. Some of them are coming for specifics. Well, maybe if he did it once. I want to be here this time he shows up, because he might do it again. And then some of them are coming because there might be an issue that they have. Because if he could raise one from the dead, my problem ain't that bad. I wish I had a witness. And since my problem ain't that bad, maybe I could get me some help if I just show on up where Jesus is. So, somebody ought to say something right here. Because my brothers and sisters, when you recognize that he has the power to resurrect, don't you know he's got the power to do anything else? You around here with your complaints, with your ailments, with your issues, with your afflictions, and on and on and on. Don't you know you are talking about somebody who can do something about your issue? And so these people are there for cause. Or some because they heard. And some because they needed him. And so we see the Bible says, for this cause the people also met him, for that they heard that he had done this miracle. But verse 19 is here. Look at what it says. The Pharisees, one of the most religious sect of that day. They were the creme de la creme of the religious community. The Pharisees therefore said, listen who they said it to, among themselves. And when I first read that, that don't make no sense. But have you ever had siblings talking? Heard them talking, and one might have been mad with mama or daddy and say, your mama. What do you mean, my mama? She your mama too. You hear me? Yeah. They're talking to themselves, but not owning all that each other has done. And so you understand that they were trying to catch Jesus, and the record is that they wanted to not only kill Jesus, but they wanted to kill Lazarus. And the reason they wanted to kill Lazarus is because they say that people believed because they saw Lazarus, because Lazarus was the true witness of his resurrection power. So they say, if we kill Jesus, we need to kill this man he raised from the dead also, because it's because of him that people believe him. Did you hear me here? It's because of Lazarus, who's now alive, that people believe in Jesus, who can raise from the dead. And so we need to get rid of both of them. And so as we look at this word, the Bible says, the Pharisees therefore said among themselves, perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? You see all that mess y'all was doing? It has come to naught. All that trying to trap him, all that trying to trick him, all that trying to get against him and talk about him. Look at this. You are trying to drive folk away from him, and what you've done is drive people to him. That's why I don't mind talk, because you know gossip is actually another form of advertising. If you ain't doing nothing, folk ain't talking about you. If you're not a mover and a shaker, folk don't even know your name. But every time they hang your name on the street corner, every time they lie on you and talk about you, it causes somebody to wonder, who is that? And when the woman who was known as a woman of irrepute went back to town and told the men, come see a man who's told me everything ever I did. Listen, they came because of that word. And they want to act like they didn't believe because the woman told them. They say they believe because we came and saw for ourselves. I'm just trying to tell somebody, don't let talk get to you. Turn to your neighbor and say, don't let talk get to you. Because while they're talking you down, the Lord is taking you up. Touch one of them hellions on the side of you and say, you ain't mad, are you? I was about to shout right there. I'm gonna hold it though. Listen. It says, behold. Check it out closely. The world, not the Pharisees. The world, not the Sadducees. The world, not the Essenes. The world, not just the Jews. The world, not just the Greeks. The world, meaning and encompassing and including everybody. Some of us going after him. Some of them going after him. Everybody is going after him. And my brothers and sisters, that's a good place to close this message on. That if the world has sense enough to go after him, what about the church folk, the religious folk? Because this is who's talking right now. And everybody don't understand, you have got to have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. This, again, represents a truth that we must understand. Just because you're in church don't mean you've got Jesus. Are y'all hearing me here? Just because your name is on a membership roll doesn't mean that you know who Jesus is. Don't mean your name is written on the Lamb's Book of Life. Don't mean you've got a right to the Tree of Life. And the Bible says the world, listen to this, has gone after him. My question to you as I close is, have you? The doors of the church are open. Our time is far spent.
In the midst of your troubles, and you're feeling despair. Seems like nobody loves you. Nobody cares. Feeling all alone, just like you can't go on. I've got encouraging news for you. God has got you. Oh, yes, he has. Got this thing fixed. Can I tell you, God has got you? Yes, he does. Got this thing fixed. Listen. He'll wipe away your tears, wash away your fears. He'll stand right by your side. On him you can rely. He'll be your closest friend. On him you can depend. Ah, oh, my brother, my sister, be encouraged today. God has got, oh yes he does, got this thing fixed. Can I tell you one more time? God has got, got this thing. Can I tell you, he's my El Shaddai, my Elohim. He's the first and the last, the beginning and the end. He's all I need, my everything. Oh, believe me when I tell you today, God has got this thing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Got this thing fixed. Oh, be encouraged today. God has got. Bless his holy name.
Come on and put your hands together. Let's give God some praise in the building. If you believe the Lord has got this thing fixed, why don't you get on your feet and help us give God some praise? Oh. No matter what goes on in your life now, got this thing. When your bills are due and you don't know where the money's coming from, y'all, God has got this thing.
My way. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. You can receive today's message by sending $5 for cassette, $8 for CD, and $15 for DVD to 911 Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806, or call area code 225-774-8040, leaving your name, address, and